Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, our guest is Sarah from Really Into This blog, and we're chatting all things fiction books with her. Let's get to the show. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me. I am so excited to talk to you.
So excited to talk to you too. So tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Sarah, and I am, I run a blog called Really Into This with my best friend from growing up, Jessica. And I'm a mom. I like to bake. I like to watch reality trash TV. I like to read. And that's pretty much it.
I love it. So talk to us about Really Into This. What inspired you to get started?
So Really Into This started just because, like, the main thing I talk to about people is always books, TVs, music, podcasts, just whatever. So, like, if I'm catching up with a friend, we're talking about what we're really into. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel like connections are made. Like, you have your friend you go to the movies with. You have your friend you talk books with. You have your friend you go shopping with. So we just kind of started as, let's just start this place just to talk about all the stuff we really like and connect with people.
I love it. So what are some of the things you're really into at this moment?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's holiday season, so I'm super into holiday books.
Okay.
2018 will be the year that I have found I love romance. I don't know if it's because I turned 35 or what's going on, but this will be the year I love romance. I'm also rediscovering my love for cozy mysteries. Mm. So I was really into them when I was in college. And literally, I was 19 reading cozy mysteries by the pool in Texas in the summer and not having anyone to talk about them with. So I'm kind of like rediscovering them. Mm-hmm. I'm also really into trash TV, like 90 Day Fiancé and lots of true crime podcasts too. So those are probably like my top three or four things I'm into right now. And baking, of course.
I love it. And I'll be more than happy to give you romance novels if you need recommendations.
Yes, I know. I've listened to so many of your other episodes and I've been jotting down some of your like go-to authors with romance stuff. Cause now I'm just like, oh my God, I found this whole new world. And now I need to like totally dive in.
I know. I dive into 2017 was a great year for me in terms of reading. Cause I read 362 books, but I would say 90% of them were romance because they're so easy to consume and they're so good. So I just covered the genre. I was like, I can't stop reading. They're so good. So it's definitely,
I love it.
It's a great genre. There's like lots to consume. There's self-published. There's, you know, traditionally published books. There's books that are series where you can just dive into them. So there's just a diversity within the genre. It's so great.
Yes. No, I am so excited to like just, and it's kind of, it's literally like just like getting into a little rabbit hole. And I'm just like kind of peeling back and being like, oh, here's these second chances romance. Oh, here's this, like these types of romances. It's just, it's so cool. And it's so nice to have like, to be able to connect with people like you that you guys know that world better than me and you can steer me and, you know, kind of figure out what I like. So I'm so excited.
I love it. I can't wait to talk more romance with you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your reading life. When do you read?
Oh my gosh. So I work full time. Gross. No. I work so full-time. If I have a week, I know. So it's like, God, that really gets in the way, you know? So if I have weeks where I don't work, man, I'm just like burning through books. And then if I have weeks that are busy, it's just like, forget it. I'm hardly getting anything done. So I try to read at night. I read on the weekends. I just try to always have, this is so crazy, but I try to have, well, I guess it's not really that crazy. I try to have an audiobook going, a Kindle book going, and at least one real book going. Okay. So that way I've just got something to keep me busy. So mm-hmm. if I have 15 minutes before I pick up the kids, or if I have something happen with work and I have extra time, I've just got one of the three with me and I can just, you know, go escape to another world for a little bit.
I love it. Yeah, I read everywhere. So I was like, you read on the line, I read in the commute, I read on, you know, I've been to Disney World and I read a book in Disney World.
So. Oh my God, you are a champion reader if you did that. Amazing.
Yeah, I was in my teenage years and I just remember very vividly, you know, I was like, I had a book with me. It was like, I was in line.
Oh my God, I love it. We're not, but you know what? My best friend that we started, like, we do the blog together. We would have sleepovers and, like, you bring this book, I bring this book, for real. And we would sit back to back in a treehouse or in our rooms and just, like, she'd read a book, I'd read a book, and then we'd swap.
Let's
sit together and read.
That sounds like a fun idea. Oh my gosh, I love it. So what do you love most about reading?
Oh, I just love being able to escape for a little bit and just go to another world, just even for a little bit.
I love it. And what would you like your reading life to be different if you had a magic wand?
If I had a magic wand, everybody says more time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the main answer. But, you know, I wish I would branch out more, but I don't. And then I kick myself. So I feel like I always should branch out more, but then I don't. So I've tried to make a conscious effort this year, and I'll continue to do so, to just kind of read a little bit different genres. But I also just kind of feel like, God, there's only so much time to read. So why not just stick with what I like? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. So I'm always torn between, like, trying something new or sticking with something that's tried and true.
Yeah, I think for me, so here's my journey in reading. I started reading, I would say, professionally. That's how I consider it. Reading for a lot of books in 2016. And so that year I read a lot of young adult novels because I was watching YouTube. And BookTube is mainly YA novels. And I was like, oh, I'm just consuming all these books. And then somehow I just got into the romance novels. In 2017, I was like, I just dive into that genre full force. And I consume a lot of books. And that was a goal of mine. I was like, I want to consume a book a day. And I almost accomplished. And then 2018 was a year for me where I branched out genres. Because I was like, I started noticing Instagram. I started noticing all these recommendations, all these best books. And I was like, maybe I can try it out. And so what I realized, and I'm coming back to it, is that I read romance. I still read that because that's my tried and true, and that's one of my favorite genres. But I read some contemporary fiction, some literary fiction, and I realized for me that I'm finally getting comfortable to say, you know, I can do some getting outside of my comfort zone every so often, but I still need my try and true. It's like, you know, there's something comforting of like going back to the genre that feels good, that you know is going to be good. That I know if I read a hockey romance, I'm going to be in a glorious place.
I love it.
As opposed to being like, oh, I just need to, you know, read this very high Pulitzer Prize winning book that everyone's raving about. And you're like, I can't get into it. So
I know.
It's like, it's okay. It's okay to have your try and true genres that you go to. And it's okay to branch out like maybe one or two. I think for me, the best ways to branch out is looking at the people who are recommending the books and seeing why they like the book. And if you have similar tastes or they have what they're telling about the book, and that may be a better choice than just saying, just because I see it on Instagram all over the place, it may not be the right fit for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Finding like a friend, especially on the gram, that you have similar book interest is just like finding a diamond.
I know. Yeah, I think that's been the gift of this podcast, that I've been able to make friends. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm like, okay, I need book recommendations. Or I'm like, what book are you reading that I'm actually enjoying, that I want to know? What's the next read that I need to have? Because I know my try and true's, but I want to branch out. So just like, how do I get that? And, you know, it's like looking for the try and true friends who have similar book tastes, who may try something new, and be like, oh, maybe I'll try that one too.
Yeah, no, that's great advice.
Yeah. So how do you choose your next read? Are you a mood reader or do you keep a TBR?
Oh my God, Laura, every single thing I do in my entire life is based on my mood. I am like the least, it's amazing I ever got married. I'm the least committed person ever. So to even try to make a TBR is just like a joke to me. Oh. To me, I love that people do it because what's fantastic, especially about Instagram, is that I will have people that will make their TBRs, post a pic, and I'm like, nice, I've had that one. I've been looking at that. Let me know when you read it. And if I'm able to hop in and read it with you, I will. So I love, love, love having friends that are planners and having friends that plan their TBR. For me, I just can't, because then as soon as I commit, then I feel like it's an obligation.
I hear you. Yeah, I have a loose TBR. I think I have a week by week TBR. But I'm a mood reader, so it's like what based on the mood, what I feel like it. Am I venting on a genre? Am I trying something different? You know, just based on my mood.
Yes, yes. But I will say, since like I said, that's part of me kind of branching out is I've done like kind of a few buddy reads, mm-hmm. which obviously takes some planning a little bit. You know, I have to commit to do that. And the few that I have done, I've really enjoyed them and I've really liked them. So I've thought, you know what, that's good to do like one or two of those a month. That way I know for sure that I'll be able to connect with these people and talk about the book, because that's really meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. And so if I have to make the commitment, but if I get all of that in return, for me, it's worth it.
I love it. So how do you keep track of the books you read? Do you keep track of the books you read? And if so, how?
I usually keep track with them on Goodreads, okay. But I'm so behind on like writing reviews and stuff that I've done the stars on Goodreads. And then, so I just, I'm terrible. That's okay. But usually Goodreads.
Yeah. Goodreads is a good place to do. I don't do as much reviews as I typically should do. But it just keeps the star rating. I keep the star rating and just keep the track of what books I read. Because
yes.
Now I'm like, oh, did I read that book? And I'm like, oh, I think I read that book. And Goodreads will tell me if I did or not.
Well, you read so much. You need that.
Yeah, I do. I am like,
yeah, you need that. And especially like when you get into like super genre specific, it's like, shoot, did I read that? Like, it does kind of sound familiar. One thing I love too about Goodreads is, again, for someone that's non-committal, is you can always go back in and change your stars.
Yes, that's true. Because I had to
change my stars. I want it to like recognize that I finished it, just so that I'm like, okay, cool, I finished this book. And then sometimes I'll go back in, like whenever I finally do a review or someone will, I don't know, I'll just see the review again. And I'm like, did I really give that 4 stars? Or like, did I really like 5? Or like, and sometimes I'll just go back in and update them. That's why like on our blog, the rating is like, I'm really into it, or like, I'm kind of into it, or I'm not into it. Cause it's like, it's either that, like, you know, like, I don't know. Again, that's just me being indecisive.
No. I like it. I think that's just gives you a change, because I changed some star rating this weekend. I was looking at.
Oh, good.
I was trying to make a list of the books that I read this year that I like. And I was like, is this a real 5-star? And I was like, no. And this is, I'm like, that was a 4-star. I gave it a 4-star, but I actually still talk about it. So that should be a 5-star.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? It's like, it has to like marinate. Like it has to sit with you. And then, cause there's books that I finish them and I'm like, because what happens is if I get time to read is I'll like burn through a book like mm-hmm. really quickly, and I'll finish it and be like, oh man, that was really good. 5 stars, all the stars, wonderful. And then I never think about it again. And then there's other books that I keep thinking about and I keep thinking about. So it's like 2 months later, I want to be like, that really wasn't 5 stars because I don't remember anything about it.
Yep, that's so true. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that goes into Goodreads and like...
No, and it's so easy. That's just basically just a push the button. I'm like, oh, change the star rating.
I know. Okay, awesome. I'm so glad you did that. That makes me feel way better.
Yeah. So what is your favorite genre? And you mentioned romance and cozy and mysteries, but what's your go-to genre that you go to?
You know, gosh, I, God, here I go. I'm hemming and hawing again. For the longest time, it was chick lit. I'm kind of like you, where I've had this like journey right through books. For the longest time, it was chick lit, and then it was cozies. And I love my female authors, mm-hmm. and I love lighter fiction. And then I also love my thrillers and mm-hmm. suspense. I don't like the psychological thrillers as much. So I like lighter fiction, and then I like suspense.
I like it. That's a really cool genre, and I can identify. So what are your top favorite books of all time?
Oh, gosh. So hard. And I really thought about this, and I am just the worst. So I would have to say In Cold Blood, because that's a book that every once in a while I'll meet someone like my husband that we talked about this book the other day, In Cold Blood, and he hadn't read it. And it just had this, I just said, there's no way you haven't read that book. And he said, no, I haven't. And I'm like, oh my God, you have to read that book. It's amazing. Let me tell you all the reasons why. So I would have to say In Cold Blood would be one, just because it's so unique. The writing is so good. It's a thriller, but it's based on real stuff. And it's just amazing. And the story behind how he wrote it is so great. So I would say In Cold Blood. And then, God, just besides that, I really, really love The Nightingale. Mm. I really loved that. I can hardly talk about that book without crying. Mm-hmm. And when I would tell people about it and tell them to read it, I would start crying. So obviously it had an emotional impact on me. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites. And then I would have to say that my other favorite is probably The Husband's Secret, because I found that book, and I found Leon Moriarty at a time when she kind of helped me really rediscover my love for reading. And so that book's really special for me for that specific reason. And I think it's a really great book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great book. I read The Nightingale this year, and I loved it. It was so heartbreaking. And it was so tough. It was so good. It was just like, I felt like I was in war. It was one of those books I was like, it felt really tough to read, but it was so important to read.
Yes. It just like rips your heart out. It's so amazing.
Yeah. And the ending, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I was home alone finishing that book, sobbing. And then my husband comes home from being out with the kids and comes in, and I was like telling him about it. And I'm like, like bawling again, like rehashing it for him. And then I called my friend and told her I was crying about it. It's so beautiful. I'm going to read it again before the movie comes out. And one of my friends already told me, they're like, oh yeah, you're going to cry. You're going to cry even harder the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you know what's going to happen, you're going to be like, what is going on? So who are your go-to authors? Which authors are you out to buy?
Leon Moriarty is like my go-to. I love, love, love her. I just love her. I actually flew from Portland, Oregon to Savannah, Georgia to an event to meet her.
Oh my God.
I'm not a stalker. I'm just a fangirl. But I just love her. I love her style of writing. Like I said, she helped me rediscover my love for reading, and she's just fabulous. So she's for sure my go-to. And then I just kind of buy just on a whim. I was looking through my books and kind of seeing. I also love JoJo Moyes. Mm-hmm. She's not auto buy for me, but she's pretty darn close, because I do love a lot of her books.
I love it. Have you read Kathmandu Center?
Yes. How to Walk Away.
Yeah, that was a good book. Yes. Her new book, I
read. Love that.
Things You Save in the Fire, it's coming out in August. I got to read it. Yes. And it's so good. I think she falls into the same genre of, you know, JoJo Moyes, kind of like,
yes, but I think so too.
So awesome. Favorite books that you read in 2018 so far?
Well, again, this is the year that I found I love romance, and my favorite book, one of my favorites, is The Kiss Quotient.
Yay!
I loved, loved, loved that book. Like, I will not shut up about it, and I will never apologize. I won't shut up about it, because I just loved it so much.
Yes, it's so good. And the bride test is coming out next year.
Yes, I cannot wait to read it. I'm going to be first in line to buy it. I cannot wait. Someone, who was it? Taylor Jenkins Reid, like on Facebook the other day, said she read it and loved it. And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get my hands on that book.
I know, me too. I was like, can we get an early advance copy or something?
I know.
Yes, I really loved it. I listened to the Chris Quotient because it wasn't available on the library. It was like a longer wait. And it's one of the few books that I listen, because I don't listen to a lot of books. And I absolutely loved the narration. And it was so good. And I listened to it at work. And, you know, there's some steamy scenes. And I was like, oh, this is not safe for work.
So, I know, right?
But it was so good.
Oh, my God. I was totally blushing while reading it. I just loved everything about it. And it was, if I had known, it would have, and again, it was such a game changer for me, because if I had known that it was that, like, racy, I probably would have just, like, meh, like, not read it. And so I'm so glad that I did, because I would have missed out on that book. And I love that book.
Mm-hmm. That was a great book. That was awesome.
Yes.
So, what are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2019?
Oh, I meant to write this one down. It's the new one by Christina Alger.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
Yes, the Girls Like Us.
Yes,
I am really looking forward to that. Again, it's true crime, and I love The Banker's Wife. The Banker's Wife was one of my top for this year too. So yeah. I am so excited about that. Like when that came out on, what is it, Great Thoughts on Andrea's site, like the mm-hmm. cover reveal, I was like, oh my gosh, stop the presses and get me that book immediately.
I know. And she talked about it, I think, in some interview. I heard her talking about it, you know, the book, and it looks so good. And she's like, there's strong female protagonists, because that was one thing I like about my books, is that they need to be strong female protagonists. And so The Banker's Wife has two of them. But this one also has it. And I was like, this is perfect.
Yes, I cannot. I have, that's probably my top anticipated read for next year, for sure.
Yeah, it's mine too. So I love it.
Good. Oh, awesome. We'll have to talk about it when we read it.
Yes. What's one book that everyone loves but you cannot see in?
Some of my friends might be upset about this, but if they are like, but they already know I didn't like it. I didn't like Final Girls.
Okay. That's fine.
I just didn't. Yeah. I just didn't like it. I know everybody loved it. I just didn't like it. It was not for me, and that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I had mixed feelings. I enjoy it. I enjoy what it was. It was campy, serial killer, whatnot. I didn't like the twist in the end. So I was like, I don't know about this. But you know, it was an interesting book. I like his book, The Next Book, The Last of My Life, better than Final Girls. But
okay, good. I have not read it. I know so many people love it, and I'm so glad that they do. So we try like really hard not to like put books on there that we like on our side or whatever that we don't like, just because, you know, the authors work so hard, but this was just one that everybody loved. And I just was like, did I read the same book? Because I just didn't like it, but that's okay. I'm glad that you liked the second one. I'm glad so many other people found both books enjoyable.
Yes, that's true. So what's your favorite book-to-movie adaptation or book that should be adapted?
Oh, my God. So Crazy Rich Asians, I loved.
Yeah.
Those books made me fall in love with audiobooks, first of all. So I loved it and, like, have talked about it for forever. Like, this needs to be a movie. God, it would be such a great movie. It would be such a great movie. And the movie was fantastic. They did such a phenomenal job with it. I was just over the moon excited. That was one of my favorites. I also really loved Devil Loves Prada. That was one of those where I actually liked the movie better than the book.
I agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the book was good. Okay, but the movie was so good. And the movie I keep watching.
So good.
It comes out every so often. Yeah. I'm like, I just need to watch Devil Wears Prada. You know, Meryl Streep is amazing. So
amazing. Oh my gosh, she's so good.
Yeah. So what's your go-to book recommendation?
Oh, it just kind of depends. If it's a thriller, I always try to recommend, oh my God, now I can't even remember the name of it, Laura. Claire McIntosh's I Let You Go is her first one. I always recommend that one because reading that book, I gasped out loud. It's really good. That's one that I recommend. God, I hope I got the title. Anyways, whoever's listening, it's her first one. I've read all three of hers, and I am having a hard time. I'm decaffeinated right now. But it's her first one. I always recommend that one for thrillers. Love it. And then what else? Kind of fiction. I mean, it's just kind of based on whatever people, you know, like. If someone wants to get into cozies, I always recommend Joanne Fluke's series.
Okay.
Hannah Swenson series, Chocolate Chip Cookie Murder. Ooh, I always recommend that because it's just so wonderful and sweet and good. And so those are two that I always find myself recommending.
I love it. So tell us where I can find you online.
So you can find me online. So I have my own personal Instagram, but I'm spend most of my time on the blog's Instagram, which is at Really Into This. We have a few people that come on the blog and do posts, but I'm like 99% of the time the one behind the gram. You can find me there, and then you can find us on the website, Really Into This, and we're on Twitter and Facebook and Goodreads, and we're fully covered on social media.
Love it. Thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love talking books with you, and you're going to have to for sure send me a list of like big time romance stuff to get it going here.
I will. Thank you, Sarah, for a great list of book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattorenextblog.com/89. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving an iTunes. This will help get this podcast get discovered by new audiences. For the month of December, I'm giving away a hardback new release for one lucky winner as a thank you for leaving a review on iTunes. This giveaway is open internationally. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.